Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
While it may not have had the implications of when Charlie Casserly drafted John Jansen back in 1999, obviously the Pistons winning the lottery last night, this city is going crazy. People are excited like we haven't been in a long, long time. And joining us now is the general manager of the Pistons, Troy Weaver. Congratulations, Troy.
Thank you. We're excited.
What was your mindset while you were watching the laborious lottery show leading up to it? And did you at one time sit there and say, I think this is going to work for us?
You prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But, I mean, hey, we were fortunate enough to come up with the number one pick, and we'll take it. But I had a good feeling about things going in. I didn't know quite this good at one, but I had a pretty good feeling that we would land in the top five.
What's the evaluation process for you like? Is it cut and dried? You know who you want, or will you still continue to evaluate all of those that could possibly take in at the top of the draft?
Absolutely, we'll continue to evaluate top of the draft, explore every option that's out there. So we have to continue to do our work and be prepared for the 29th.
Obviously, you're not going to tip your hat of who you're going to pick, but I do want to ask you if you can even answer. Obviously, everybody's really excited about Cade Cunningham all over. Everybody says he's the guy, he's the guy. Whether he's the guy or not, what would Cade Cunningham, what are his greatest attributes, both on and off the floor?
Versatility as a player. Skill set. His versatility, best attributes on the floor, off the floor. His leadership abilities. He brings a winning attitude. So there's a lot to like about what he brings to the table.
We had Rashad Phillips on earlier. As you know, he evaluates a lot of players. He made the comp of Grant Hill. Is that fair?
Well, being from the DMV like Grant Hill, I mean, that's pretty high cotton. If he can be close to Grant Hill, that's pretty good. But, yeah, there's some similarities there.
You mentioned you're evaluating all options with that number one. Would one of those, we've had a number of callers call in and say, hey, would they listen to a package to possibly trade that number one pick? Is that one of the options that you would evaluate?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you heard from your former boss, Sam Presti, who's got how many picks do they have? Like 16 first round picks in the next 5 years, something like that?
Yeah, we talk all the time, so yes, I've heard them.
Is there any difference, because for us as fans, obviously we see guys like Cade Cunningham, who played at Oklahoma State, Evan Mobley at USC, Jalen Suggs at Gonzaga. We get a chance to see those players, but the G League guys, we as fans don't get a lot of opportunity to see them. Is there any difference in evaluating those that played college basketball as opposed to those that played in the G League?
Yeah, the G League guys, they were more in the pro setting, played against more experienced guys. So there's a little different evaluation there, for sure. And to be quite frank, that you know, that time spent there for them really kind of excelled their maturation coming into the league. So, we'll look at it, but it's a little different. But we'll turn over every stone and continue to make sure we get it right on the 29th.
Troy Weaver joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Do you take any pride in the fact that, you know, you guys get the number one pick? You know, hate to use the word tanking, but you guys didn't really tank in the conventional way of tanking. You guys played hard, you lost games, and you saw developments of your younger players. You basically did it the perfect way, at least from a fan perspective and our perspective. Do you find that then maybe karma, you got rewarded for that?
Well, I mean, we hope so. I mean, we try to do things the right way here, and we were fortunate. But yeah, coach and I and whole organization, we set upon going out and restoring franchise in a certain direction, and we were fortunate enough that the basketball gods looked out for us on this one.
Speaking of your coach, he was on with us a couple weeks ago, and he said going in the lottery, he was going to wear his lucky underwear that had holes in it. Do you know if he came through with that? Did he wear his underwear last night that had some holes in it and paid off?
Probably did, the way he jumped out of his seat. Yeah, I'm sure he did have his lucky underwear last night.
So. Yeah. What was that like? You guys are all in Chicago for the combine. You have one representative I know is in New York where they make the decision. The lottery takes place before we get to see it. What was it like being there? I mean, I know you're so low-key, but and you mentioned Dwayne Casey. I saw a little video, and it looked like the people were going nuts, your staff, which they should.
Yeah, everybody's excited. I mean, getting number one pick is a thrill, and great for the organization. So, it was a great night for everyone celebrating. Now, the work starts all over again.
Troy, we know that obviously with that number one pick, if you hold on to it and you evaluate, no one can take the player that you want to take. What is the value of bringing in those that you know will be gone by the time that you draft next, but by the time you get a chance to make your next selection? What's the value in bringing those players in and seeing them firsthand?
You just keep a catalog on all players. You want to be able to meet them and touch them and feel them and evaluate them and build a foul on everyone. So we'll continue to do our work and make sure that we continue to build our profile and be diligent on everyone. So we won't stop just because we have the number one pick. We'll continue to evaluate the guys we like wherever they may fall in the draft.
Because you have such a young team and a few veterans sprinkled in, Cunningham or whoever, you like the fit with a bunch of good young players. That's something that obviously great for the future, because that's what the people are talking about a little bit, how Cunningham in particular, just the way his game is, it just fits in with you guys so seamlessly.
Yeah, those guys at the top, they fit us. Any good player fits. So, we won 20 games last year. We're not in a position to say a guy fits or doesn't fit, but all those guys at the top fit. And we like our young core, and adding this player could really push us forward.
Obviously, what happens on the court is extremely important, but when you're drafting number one overall, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on the Pistons, on the individual. How important is the evaluation off the court of the character of that player?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we were going to double down on what we started last year, and we had four tremendous men we drafted last year, and young men, and we'll continue on that track and make sure that we get the right person in here. Like I said, we can debate to play all day long, but we're going to get the right people in here, make sure that they fit what we're trying to do.
Non-draft-wise, what's the toughest decision you have to make personnel-wise? You have a lot of there are a few guys you do have to make decisions on, Corey Joseph for one, and some of the others. What are you guys looking at in that aspect?
You're right, we got a lot of tough decisions, but just restoring the franchise is difficult because you're going to have to make tough choices. But we like our group. I don't see a lot of wholesale changes going forward. Building our continuity is really important with our group, and myself and Coach Casey. So I expect us to bring back a lot of the guys that we have on the roster.
Is there a certain skill set that you're looking to add throughout the draft, whether it's to get big, to get fast, add shooting? Is there, you know, is there something that you are specifically looking to add throughout this draft?
Because you have 3 second-round picks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, competitive nature. We want guys that really compete. That's the way we're going to move the needle forward. It's not a particular skill, but for us it is. We want competitive guys that going to come out and tee it up. So that'll be the common thread with whoever we draft this season.
The last time you were on the show, we asked you the tough question about who's going to win the NBA, and that was before the playoffs really even started. You kind of went outside the box and said the Milwaukee Bucks. They're looking pretty good. They got a tough series with Atlanta. You like your pick?
Yeah, I'm looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, you are. we mentioned that every game they win, it's like, yeah. Troy knows what he's talking mm-hmm. about. I just want to thank you for coming on. It's this city. I mean, you probably can't feel in Chicago, obviously, but people are just really excited about Piston basketball, really excited about what you've done to help restore. And as you know from being here, even in the short time, this city for all its teams, it's been bad for a while, and now you and the Lions and looks like the Tigers with some young players and the Red Wings, it looks like we're on a different road here. And you guys, with that number one pick, keep doing it, man. People are really excited.
No, I appreciate you guys. We're happy for the city, and we're excited for this challenge to continue to move the Pistons forward. But, no, we can't wait till the 29th, and we'll be ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it, as always.
No, thanks, Don. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Troy Weaver, Pistons general manager, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.